In the Tampa Bay area, three local television stations, including PBS affiliate WEDU, will be turning off their analog signals at midnight tonight. That's despite the fact that Congress has extended the deadline for cutting analog broadcast to June 12th. The Associated Press reports that nearly a third of all full-power stations around the country have either already turned off their analog signal or will after tomorrow. But there are still millions of citizens who watch television with the old-fashioned rabbit ears. Some people simply haven't made the choice, but the majority still are waiting to receive the $40 coupons the FCC has been distributing to make the transition. Now there's a waiting list for such coupons. Tomorrow, an FCC official in the area will be conducting teach-ins in all aspects of digital conversion, including how to actually correctly adapt that piece of equipment to your television. Jerry Olsik is with the Tampa office of the FCC.
The majority of stations are not transitioning tomorrow. Rather, they're going to be waiting until either April or June. I think most of them are going to be waiting until June 12th. However, several of the stations that are converting tomorrow or are actually turning off their analog station, if you are someone that watches those particular stations, and you can find out what those stations are if you look on the FCC's website. But if you are affected by this and you have an older TV that doesn't have a digital tuner in it, then your options are to either get a converter box, subscribe to cable or satellite, or purchase a new TV that has a digital tuner. Now, the cheapest option would be to get a converter box if you have an older TV, because the government is going to be issuing two $40 coupons per household, which there's a waiting list for, which I can explain also.
Let's go talking about that. I hear right now there's a waiting list of roughly 4 million people still waiting to get on that.
That's correct. Yes, there is a waiting list. So we are recommending that if one of the stations that you do watch is one that's going to be turned off tomorrow, in other words, their analog is going to be turned off, then we suggest that you go out and get a converter box today and not wait for the coupons. You're just buy one converter box. Now, if you can wait, then obviously you want to apply online if you can, or there's also an 800 number that you can call and also a fax that you can fax the information also. But once you apply, you'll be put on a waiting list. They will be checking on that waiting list as new coupons become available. In other words, there's a lot of coupons that people ordered but they never used and they expired. Now, as those coupons expire, that frees up additional money to be put towards new coupons. That's the period that we're at right now. We're waiting for X number of coupons to expire so that they can be reissued, that money can be reallocated and reissued for new coupons for those that are applying for them now.
And also understand that when the stimulus bill gets signed tomorrow, that's going to free up some more money for some more of these coupons to be sent out as well.
That's correct. There is a certain portion of that stimulus bill that is going to be allocated for new coupons. I don't know off the top of the record or off the top of my head how much that number is, but yes, they are going to be issuing, more coupons. More money is going to be freed up for this, so they'll issue new coupons. And also, there's with that, they're also going to be, once they do sign the stimulus bill and the money is reallocated, people that had expired coupons can reapply for new coupons. And that's been a major thing, because we've had a lot of complaints about people that had expired coupons. They didn't have anything else to do. They couldn't order new ones. However, once this new bill is passed, then they will be able to reapply for new coupons.